had a hearing recently on a Electoral College issue at the Michigan Senate. Senator Warren pointed out that 85% of the districts are determined in the primary. So that shows you how few districts are really, you know, evenly split and where the voter has a voice.
How can you draw the lines of districts fairly then?
Well, that's what we're talking about with the town halls. I mean, we certainly don't have the answer, but there are different things going on in different states. For example, in California, they've come up with an independent commission, and they have applicants that apply, and then they're selected to serve on the commission. In Arizona, that was the commission that was just recently upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court. They also have a commission. So there are different models to look at. So we look at there's six that have an independent commission, which we think is one alternative, because that has the process which is both open and fair and where there's opportunities for public input.
Some people who are opponents of an independent commission will say, well, how can you really have an independent commission if it's going to be appointed? So how do you take the politics out of something like creating an independent commission?
I think that's one of the things that we hope to discuss at the meeting. I mean, obviously, there are ways you can do the commission, like in California with 14. They have 5 Democrats, 5 Republicans, and 4 members from neither party. And they go through a process where people apply and are selected. They had something like 3,600 applicants that applied. There's no perfect system, but there are different alternatives to look at or to come up with our own. Michigan's Constitution, when it was adopted in 1963, actually included a commission then to redo redistricting. And it had 4 members that were Republican and 4 members that were Democratic. If they couldn't reach agreement, then it was up to the Supreme Court to make the decision on the maps. And that's what happened in 2 rounds. And then later, that whole section, not because of the commission language, but it was ruled unconstitutional, so it's no longer in force. But we adopted that model in 1963.
So this isn't a new idea, then, in Michigan?
No, it's not. But what's the right answer? I think that's part of the reason for having educational forums, to talk about the current process and what we see as some of the problems, and then talk about what other states are doing and see what people think that are attending the town halls.
The U.S. Supreme Court, they made a decision about the independent commission that exists in Arizona just this past summer.
Right.
Basically, the decision was that the people could hold a vote, a voter initiative, to create an independent commission to decide redistricting, rather than just the legislatures being in charge of deciding the manner of elections. Is a voter initiative the only way that you imagine this could happen in Michigan, where there could be any kind of reform of redistricting?
Well, there's 2 ways to amend the Constitution in Michigan, and one is through initiative petition, but the other is through the legislature, and they place that issue on the ballot. And there are actually, I believe, 2 bills right now in the Michigan legislature to change redistricting. Those are the only 2 ways to do it, and both ways ultimately require the voters to vote on the plan.
Are you hopeful that there can be meaningful reform in the future?
Guess I don't know the answer yet. I think that's one of the things we're learning through the town halls, to see what people think of the issue and if it's an important issue to them. It's an issue that people don't know a lot about, but it certainly impacts them, not only in who their representative or elected official is, but what policies are adopted, for example, in the legislature.
Judy Karanjeff is president of the League of Women Voters of Michigan. The League hosts a discussion on the topic of redistricting at Manistee High School on Thursday, October 15th. Judy, thanks for making time.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Morning Edition on IPR News.